Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Akilah Ali. I want to make sure that I give all of the believers that are currently observing Ramadan Mubarak. Hope that you are having a wonderful observance. At this time, we are closing in on the last 2 weeks or so of Ramadan, and I'm enjoying my time as far as reading the Quran and the self-imposed discipline. One of the wonderful things about being able to bring this to you is the study that it takes in preparing and selecting what audios I will be sharing and just enjoying the experience overall. And I'm so thankful to Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, and to his last and greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for the opportunity to do this that's been provided to me by the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, CRO. To learn more about CRO, please visit us at CROE.org. And for any of the audios that you may hear during this broadcast that you are interested in, again, visit us online, or you can even contact us via phone at 773-925-1600. I would not be able to bring you this wonderful content if it were not for the organization of CRO. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the individual that groomed me pretty much in the defense of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as far as preparing me for this hour. And that is our late and great business manager, Brother Munir Muhammad. The topic for today's episode is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the last messenger of Allah, and it can be proven. And there are so many audios that I could play, but the one that I selected for today, I hope that you enjoy. It is titled under the archives as I'm Your First and Your Last Teacher. So without any further ado, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
That's a man from the devil, because the devil is the only man that hides the truth. So when you say that you are afraid to tell the truth, then you are on the side of the devil, or a follower of the devil, or a devil yourself.
That's right.
I hope you don't think hard. Now, there is much that we have to get over in a short time. I don't want to worry your patient here all this afternoon. Of course, it's very warm, and I am one that is suffering the same heat you are suffering. But it is your life at stake.
Yes, sir.
We have 20 million people in America today that if the truth is not told to them, everyone will die like flies.
Right.
Suppose holy war be declared tomorrow morning. Where is any a shelter for you? Where is any refuge for you?
Yes, sir.
Summing up the truth, if war would start tomorrow, holy war, and you and I are wise enough to see the preparation that is now being made, it is not made to fight a certain area or government of people. It is not fair to go against a certain country. It is to fight the whole entire human family of the planet Earth. That's the kind of war that we are in today. It is a war that will affect every heart of every human being and child on our planet. The Holy One says that that day even will be such day of trouble, such grief upon the people, that even it will cause even children to turn gray hair.
That's right.
Your Bible says there would be such a time of trouble. Never was the light before, nor will there be the light anymore after that time.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You're entering in that time today. Who are going to aware you of these things? Who are you looking to aware you
right.
of the trouble that is now coming upon the world?
That's right.
Are you waiting to have your slave master to teach you this? Did he teach you anything about God and about the religion of your father for 300 years? He whipped you away from the Bible. He dared you to enter the church, right? You don't have to fail right away. You was not allowed in the white man's church for over 300 years. Now today, he has opened his door to you. He has tessellated his Bible. He has revised it and revised it and revised it. In and out. And now, Bible in your home, it's not to no chain. No chain and lock on it. It's open to you, right? And you don't understand it, and he knows you don't understand it. You were in his church. He segregated your church for you, right? He segregated your cemetery, right? He segregated everything. He segregated his house for you, didn't he? All right. What is all of this integration about now today? A fool. Wake up and get wise. If I kick you out of my house all the week and daring you to come in my house and want to allow you to drink out of my dipper, I won't allow you to read my book. All right, all of a sudden, here's the book. Here's the dipper. Here's the door. Come in. Come in.
That's right.
If I'm wise, I will get afraid. I think now you have a trick up your sleeve. Millions of ignorant black people called Negroes. You're not Negroes. There's no such thing as a race of Negroes. And any one teach you that you should be called Negro, you are then a fool for saying that you're a Negro. You should oppose that name by anyone who calls you that. From this day on down the world, that you are not a Negro. You're a member of the Asiatic nation and from the tribe of Shaban. A pretend if you would have me to tell the truth to you.
Yes.
You are not Johnny Jones.
Yes, sir.
You are not Sammy Brown.
That's right.
You are not James Crosby.
That's
just not your name.
That's
the name of your slave master. And as long as you are called by that name and you answer to it, you belongs to them. By no means will they ever teach you to get out of that name. By no means. And that they know. I'm telling you the truth. Because that name of theirs will take you to hell. Jones, Sammy Brown is not the names of Almighty God. You have to have a name of God to see the hereafter. You say to yours, Muhammad, as you call it, Mohammed, that's the name of God. That's one of God's names. It means praise.
Yes.
And one worthy of praise.
Right. Yes.
And one that is praised and praised much.
Yes.
That's what it means in English.
Right.
Now, you say you don't want to be called Mohammed.
That's right.
You are foolish.
That's right.
You would rather be called Mr. Woodstock.
Yes.
Or Mr. Woods. Or Mr. Tree.
Right.
Mr. Round Tree.
Yes.
Or Mr. Home. Mr. Thickpin,
yeah.
Mr. Fish,
yeah.
Mr. Bird.
Yeah.
You are no bird.
Yeah.
You are no fish. Why you want to be called by any such name?
Yeah.
Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah.
How you become a Sawyer?
Yeah.
Probably you never have saw.
Yeah.
Mr. Ash. Brother, let me tell you one thing. Get out of such name. The day God Almighty has said to me that he has a name for every one of you. These names will live forever. Your Bible teach you that the name of God will live forever. And the Bible teach you that God will come, right?
Yes.
And he will call you after his own name. But he can't call you by these names and say they're his name.
Oh, that's right.
You said name mean nothing. Brother, stick around. Yes, stick around. Your Bible is very true if you understand it.
Yeah.
It teaches you that all that had the name of the beast went down with the beast.
Yeah.
All that had the name of the Father of the Lamb was seen on another shore, singing the song of victory. All praises to God. You must be awake. Someone must awaken you. It is not the fault of the white man that you are not waking up today. I'm not charging them with the fault of you not hearing the truth or believing the truth.
Yes.
Because the truth is now being sounded in your ear. They're not trying to prevent me from coming here to teach you the truth.
Yes.
That goes well with them in God, if you but know it.
Yes.
They are doing a favor for themselves.
Yes.
To even allow the truth to come to you.
That's right.
You won't be able to tell them when the final day comes that if it had not have been for you, Mr. White Man, I would have heard the truth. He will tell you, nigger, you are lying. To go out there and listen to that Mohammed. Why should you be afraid? If I am here with the truth, why should you be afraid of the truth? Is it due to you just actually by nature don't like the truth?
Yes.
No, you're not like that. You're made like myself.
Yes.
You love the truth,
yes,
but you are afraid of the white man.
Yes.
Hear him, he don't like it.
Yes.
And if he don't like it, you will begin like you don't like it.
Yes.
And suffer the evil consequences,
yes,
of rejection. He's not prevented you from taking it. The white man is doing a great favor for you in a way of speaking. I don't fault them for your ignoring the truth. I fault you. You said, well, didn't they prosecute you? Why, certainly they did. But they had it to do. They couldn't help it. And I told them they couldn't help it. And I... Since they could not help but prosecute me, I cannot help but keep telling the truth.
Tell it, dear Apostle. Tell it all.
You are a great people. You are not what you have been taught that you are. You are a great people. You are a member of a great nation. A nation have no birth record. And I have no such thing as an end.
Yes,
there is no prophesy in no Bible, by no prophet or in the Holy Quran, that there will come an end to the black nation.
Yes,
no prophesy. If you find it, bring it to me and prove it. I'm ready to get down and stop teaching Islam.
Yes,
there is no such thing as an end coming to the black man. He has been here ever since we had a universe, and we have history according to the word of God dates back to 72 trillion years.
Yes, sir.
72 trillion years. That same sun that you see shining out there today has been shining.
That's right.
And we have also a history of the stars which took place in our flag of universe from 60 trillion years, pardon me, some 66 trillion years ago.
Yes.
And we also have a knowledge of the deportation of our planet and the moon, which took place 66 trillion years ago by one of our own scientists, which taking higher explosion as they are trying to find that same explosion today to destroy the planet. He taking higher explosion, drill a tube into our moon, which was called moon, and a lot of ancient people today refer to it as moon. It is moon. And he filled that tube full of our explosion, set it off, and it split our planet in two. That part that you see there tonight that we call moon, it was blasted away from the original orbit, our pocket that we were in, some 12,000 miles, and it turned all over, dropped all the water of that part on this part.
Right.
That's why this part today, its surface is three-fourths covered underwater, because we had that, have that water that once was on the moon.
That's right.
On that part.
Yes, sir.
I don't think that this is a good thing to be teaching to you, but I want to get to your history.
Yes,
and
sir.
My history.
Thank you, sir.
Now, a black scientist did that 66 trillion years ago. He was smart enough to try to destroy us by drilling a tube into our Earth, as we call it today, surface, about 4,000 better miles. He split the planet, and this part dropped 36,000 miles from the original pocket, started rotating, or rather found the pocket, and it starts rotating, and we are the lucky people who are on this part that we didn't get destroyed with those who are what on the moon. The moon is part of our Earth. The astronomers today, they have learned that, and they believe it. And God Almighty has revealed the secret of this to me. And not only the secret of the moon and the earth, but to me, but have also given to me the secret knowledge of more planets other than the earth, even to Mars, the civilization on it, and they have the language of the people on Mars, and they can speak to these people, they can question them, they can make them react to our wishes, but they cannot make us react to their will. They are a people that is not exactly like us, but they walk on 2 feet like you and I. But they are taller than we are, and they are more skinnier than we are, and they live 1,200 of our Earth years. The white race has been suspecting that there was life on Mars. Not only on Mars, but there's life on Venus, there's life on many of the other planets, some 7 planets of our solar system have life on it, and it is known. But it is not known to the white world because they are a very young people who were just brought about for the last 6,000 years, and their science, knowledge of astronomy just came about here less than 500 years ago. And the old original astronomy among our people, who today keeps his mouth shut in order that he may not enrich the present world with such knowledge, they have kept it as a secret. But today, as it is written, the secret of God and the universe must be made known, because this is the last day of this world. And my beloved brothers and sisters, you are the original people of the earth, and you have no right to be longing for social equality or integration into the white race, because you don't belong in their blood, and they don't belong in your blood. I want you to know that. You'd be so foolish today that would like to destroy your blood and their blood by intermixing. I don't think that you have 2 cents worth of knowledge.
That's right.
Especially when you are the first and the last. The first means that you were before this world and you will be after this world. The last means that after this world. Why should you destroy yourself? Why should they offer you such opportunity today when you were lynched yesterday for even looking to watch them like you wanted to marry one of their daughters?
That's right. That's right.
Why do they want you to marry their daughters today?
Yes.
Why do they want your son or your daughter to marry their son? There are not any intelligent white people that actually want this thing to happen, though they are permitting it to happen. But the lower class of both white and black loves this kind of filth. It is nothing but pure filth. And you said you were a slave here for 400 years now. 300 years, your parents' back was lashed by the white slave master, and you whitewashed him for nothing, and was not given any freedom whatsoever. And when they said you were free about 98 years ago, they have not given to you nothing to start with. Therefore, you were handicapped to leave them, because you had nothing to go upon, so you fell right back into their power as a free slave. And that you have become a... They're having a little trouble with their hearing on the outside, so they want to rig me up here. I'm talking about chains of slavery. Look like the secretary you want to chain me. So, you who have suffered the land in your father, my father, for 300 years, has been subjected to the lynch's rope and the limb.
Yes, sir.
And his father, that he cooked your flesh, he fried your flesh in the fire for even looking at his girl. His girl didn't have to tell the truth, just said that you were looking at her like you wanted to possess her. That meant your life, right? What kind of fools are you now today want to marry a people who have enslaved you and have deprived you of freedom, justice, and equality, and have raped and killed you, sons and daughters, for even acting like you wanted your sweetheart with them? What kind of people are you? Are you crazy? You are crazy. Make you an equal person with white people of America? No. That won't make you that equal. They're not going to give you the privilege of being the president of America. That's equality right there. If you have the equal chance of becoming the candidate of the country, that's different. But you are not going to get that. Are they going to divide that 50 states that they have equally with you?
No.
But why do you want to destroy yourself with them? Is it just only a good laugh from them and a pat on the shoulder? Is it only false promise that you want? When heaven doors now is flung wide open for you now to walk in your own heaven with your own people and with equal justice, equality with them, and you mean to tell me that you will take a false promise while here is a true promise made to you by Allah, that He will give to you wealth and plenty wealth? He will give to you the treasures of the earth. He will give to you friendship of the people of the earth. He will prolong your life. What more do you want? You have already been deceived by your slave master. Now today.
As-salamu alaykum, brothers and sisters. Wonderful teaching by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As I was listening, I couldn't help but think about the peril that our people still are in under the technology that they are being ruled by, especially when it comes to seeking through the political system. Unfortunately, our people continue to be deceived and believe that something is going to come to us through, again, the political system. But to learn more about the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, please contact us at Quill at 773-925-1600, and I'll leave you as I greeted you with the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.